Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
High school softball is live and on the air. A very good Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us. Coming to you from Hatchet Field for our first Hatchet softball broadcast of the year, where your Tomahawk Hatchets will be taking on the Mosinee Indians. And currently joining me in the booth for today's game is one and only Matt Tyler. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Good to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go ahead and get right into our Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show here, Matt. This Hatchet team, they're currently 3-2 on the season. They got off to a rip-roaring start, then hit a bit of a wall due to defensive errors and giving up big runs. But really, the one thing that you can say about this team is that the potential is there for them to make a deep run.
Yeah, you know, if you went to watch them play last year, they returned almost the entire roster from last year. So there's a lot of experience out there. Now you're getting into quite a few upperclassmen are starting. So it's got the potential to be a really good softball team.
Yeah, 9 seniors on this team, as a matter of fact, this season. So senior studded. Their opponents today, well, they got a tall task ahead of them, the Mosinee Indians. And Mosinee, last year, they were the highest scoring team in the Great Northern Conference. And this year, they are well on pace to do that again this year, Matt. They put up 45 runs in their last two GNC games against Northland Pines and against Rhinelander.
Yeah, Mosinee for the last 10, 15 years has owned the conference, quite honestly. I can think of one time when Tomahawk swept them, and that was back in 2017. Other than that, it's been Mosinee's conference.
Yeah, again, Mosinee, by the way, 3-0 in Grand Northern Conference play. They beat Northland Pines. They have beaten Rhinelander. They also shut out Antigo 4-0 to begin. And they also were down in Florida, believe it or not, to begin the season, going up against some teams from Ohio.
Yeah, I talked to the coach for Mosinee, and it's a name that most people from Tomahawk will know, former football and baseball great Cody Brisky.
Yes.
Is the head coach for Mosinee, and he said they had a real good trip in Florida, saw some very good competition, and it was a great experience overall.
Yeah, definitely. So, Matt, looking at this Hatchet team, this is obviously a tall task. What does this team need to do to pull off the upset here today?
Well, the name of the game with fast pitch softball is pitching. If you have a dominant pitcher, they can own the game. So it becomes a lot of small ball. It becomes a lot of moving runners from station to station. And on the other end of it, defense is a key. You got to catch and throw the ball. You can't afford any errors in this game.
No, you cannot. And Tomahawk, they're looking for their first Great Northern Conference win of the season and to break their two-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Mosinee looking to keep their undefeated season alive here at Hatchet Field. You're tuned into the Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show here on WJJQ. We're going to take a break when we come back, when we hear from Hatchet softball coach John Larson, get his thoughts on today's game. This is the Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show on WJJQ.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or, if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchet's card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchet's pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
John Chase Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk. And joining me is Hatchet softball coach John Larson. John, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. This is the first time we've been able to talk since the beginning of the season when your team opened up in Rhinelander. Why don't you give me a quick synopsis of how this team has looked so far through the first five games?
Well, we've looked very good at times, and at other times, we just had some struggles along the way. I thought our first time out at the Dome before spring break, for not being out on the field very much, I thought we played excellent. We were very good defensively. We hit the ball very well, got solid pitching. And then we had a little time off with spring break, and we came back, and we had another couple games at the Dome where it was a tale of two games. The first game we know hit Two Rivers, played great defense, had a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. And then the second game, we weren't quite as patient at the plate. We didn't hit the ball as well as we did in the first game. Pitching was good enough. We stranded too many runners in that game. I think we had runners on second and third twice, and first and second with less than two outs, and we didn't score those runs. So when you get them in scoring position, you got to get them across the plate, and we didn't do that. And the other thing, our energy level fell off a little bit in that second game. Then we had Medford this week. You know, we out-hit them 9-7, but they played better defense. They had one error. We had four. And the other thing we have to get better at is not allowing free bases. And what I mean by that is too many walks, and a hit batter and a couple wild pitches. And when you're playing good teams, you can't let them have free bases all the time. And then they combine that with a big hit and those errors we had. It just spells disaster. And but it's one blip, one trip here. And hopefully we'll respond well tonight and play the kind of softball we're capable of.
Again, talking here with Hatchet softball coach John Larson here on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show on WJJQ. John, let's talk about this Mosinee team that you're going up against here today. This is a very athletic team, a very good team. They were the highest scoring team in the GNC last season, and now that seems to be the case also. What does your team need to do to come away with the win today?
Well, first of all, we got to start the game in the right mindset and forget that it's Mosinee. It's another game, and the game doesn't change. We can't come in half defeated thinking, oh boy, here it's Mosinee. We just got to play very solid defense, limit our mistakes on that side of the ball, and we have to be disciplined and patient at the plate. We got to come up with, when we get runners in scoring position, we got to come up with those big hits and score those runs. You know, I look for it to be hopefully a low scoring ball game. Both teams, I think, have a tremendous amount of talent. And the one thing that Mosinee has every year, and you said it just before, is they're very athletic and they run well. So if we can keep them off the bases, that will be to our advantage. But then we have to, if they do get on base, we have to make sure that we don't allow them any bases that they shouldn't have.
John, any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, thanks for being here, and we're hoping the sun comes out.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Again, Tomahawk takes on Mosinee today. First pitch is at 4 o'clock. John Larson, thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show right after this on WJJQ.
Since 1975, Tomahawk Builders Supply has been serving our Lincoln County and surrounding communities with lumber, trusses, engineered wood products, Anderson windows, cabinets, countertops, Benjamin Moore paints and stains, and a full line of building materials and supplies. Whatever your building needs, the friendly and knowledgeable building experts and staff will be pleased to help you ensure your building project will be a success. Locally owned and operated, Tomahawk Builders Supply, located one block off Main Street in downtown Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
The Crazy Eights produce sale is back again at Triggs, so time to mix and match and save. Buy any 8 of these produce items, the price tag is $8.88. Haas avocados, crisp iceberg lettuce, baby carrots in a 1-pound bag, green top radishes in a bunch, and fresh express garden salad or 3-color coleslaws. Large green bell peppers, seedless English cucumbers, yellow onions in a 2-pound bag, Yukon gold potatoes in a 3-pound bag, grape tomatoes, Joré fruit rolls, Concord guacamole mix, and Concord lemon or lime juice. Mix and match 8 for $8.88. At Triggs.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk. Just about ready to get this great Northern Conference showdown between Tomahawk and Mosinee underway. Thank you very much also to Hatchet head coach John Larson for joining me on the program. Let's now go over today's starting lineups. First off, for the Indians of Mosinee, batting leadoff and playing shortstop, a sophomore, number 23, Talon Jershley. Batting second and playing center field, senior, number 13, Amber Gonzalez. Batting third and catching, senior, number 33, Alana Bembenek. Batting fourth and playing right field, a junior, number 7, Maggie Waller. Batting fifth and playing second base, a freshman, number 22, Addison Henrick. Batting sixth and pitching, a sophomore, number 18, Ava Bussey. Batting seventh and playing left field, a senior, number 32, Adeline Strayak. Batting eighth and playing third base, a sophomore, number 1, Emily Verhassel. And batting ninth and playing first base, a sophomore, number 27, Brooklyn Simonize. And the Indians are coached by Cody Britsky in his first season at the helm. Now a look at the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. Batting leadoff and playing shortstop, a senior, number 6, Sammy Gaybauer. Batting second and playing second base, a sophomore, number 16, Sophie Olson. Batting third and playing center field, a senior, number 11, Scout Stromberg. Batting cleanup, the designated player for today, freshman, number 2, Avery Petta. Batting fifth and playing and behind the plate, senior, number 14, Macy Jankowitz. Batting sixth and playing third base, number 10, Keon Avaco, a senior. Batting seventh and playing left field, a senior, number 19, Bella Marino. And batting eighth and playing right field today, number 8, senior, number 5, senior, Emerson Lang. And batting ninth and playing first base, a junior, number 3, Sarah Gaybauer. And on the mound tonight for the Hatchets is senior, number 9, Kaylee Herring. And the Hatchets are coached by John Larson in his 32nd year at the helm here at Tomahawk. And again, Matt, we are going to get a pretty good pitching matchup also here today. We're going to get a first look also at Tomahawk's Kaylee Herring, And we're also going to get a look at Ava Bussey, who's probably one of the more versatile pitchers already in this conference.
Yeah, and speaking with Coach Britsky, he told me that she has 4 pitches, which is rare at this level in high school. She would have a fastball, a changeup, a drop, and a rise. So we probably will see all 4. It's going to be a different look for the Hatchets. I'm guessing they have not seen a 4-pitch pitcher yet. So
yes.
Different game here.
Yeah, and again, On the other side, Kaylee Herring. She's had a couple of really good outings already this season. Herr and Avery Pettit ended up no-hitting Two Rivers, by the way, back at the Hodag Dome last Saturday. And really, the one thing that you can say about her is that she is a very gritty pitcher.
Yep, and the key for Kaylee, too, is throw strikes. Make them earn their way on. Hopefully the defense is on and let them make the plays behind her.
And the big thing to point out also, and Larson, you heard him say it also, no free passes. No free passes. Make sure that you play good defense. If they play the defense to the level that they're capable of, like they did in their first two games against Wausau East and Leona Wambino, they have a really good chance here to compete with this really tough Mosinee team.
Yeah, and it, like we talked about earlier too, pitching and defense is the name of the game.
Yes. Yes, pitching and defense is definitely the name of the game. That is going to wrap up the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio pregame show here on WJJQ. When we come back, first pitch from Hatchet Field. You're listening to Tomahawk Softball on WJJQ.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. We are the proud owners of the Cracker Barrel BP. We are happy to support Hatchet Sports. Open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday and offering gasoline, food, clothing, drinks, minerals, you name it. Also, still your Hereford Junction Post Office. Cracker Barrel BP is honored to support their customers and the Hatchet athletes. Cracker Barrel BP, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, proud sponsors of the Hatchet Sports. Go get them, Hatchets.
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us and follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet athletics. Bradley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Bradley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at BradleyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie for the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rylander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rylander Toyota difference.
And welcome everyone to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field, and we're just about ready to get things underway as Tomahawk takes on Mosinee in this great Northern Conference showdown. And Matt, we're going to get our first look here at Hatchet stud pitcher Kaylee Herring.
Yeah, looking forward to this. Kaylee has thrown the majority of the innings for Tomahawk so far this year, so hopefully she's on today. And just like I said earlier, throwing strikes. Let the defense do their job.
Yes, yes, definitely. Game time temperature, 49 degrees here. A very nice day. A little bit windy, though. It's crosswind going from left to right. That may come into play with some fly balls. First pitch coming from Kaylee Herring with Taylen Jerschle leading off. The shortstop is a pitch for a ball. 1-0, and we are underway. Again, as you mentioned, the important thing is to just throw strikes here at this point. And that's really going to be the name of the game. Herring out of the windup. Here comes the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, hit in the center field. Going back, Stromberg back at the wall, and that one is gone. Taylen Jerschle with a leadoff home run to begin the day. And you can already see what Mosinee has in store. 1-0 right off the bat.
And if you have not seen Taylen Jerschle play, you're in for a treat, because she is not only a fabulous softball player, she is also an excellent basketball player and volleyball player. She is just really an all-around great athlete.
Yeah, and again, the other thing about Mosinee is that not only do they score a lot of runs, they have a lot of power on their team as well. Amber Gonzalez now, the center fielder, at the plate for Mosinee after a leadoff homer from Taylen Jerschle. And the first pitch is high for a ball, count 1-0. And now with Kaylee, at this point, you just kind of have to settle down and make sure that you don't let that get to your head.
Yeah, you can't let that affect you. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yep. Here's the 1-0 from Jerschle. That's in the dirt, 2-0.
Sometimes when you throw a good pitch and the player just hits a home run, you tip your cap to him.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do.
Absolutely. Amber Gonzalez again at the plate, the senior center fielder. Another very good athlete on this Mosinee team. Here's a 2-0 from Herring, and that's a fastball right on the corner for strike one. 2-1 the count now to Gonzalez. And again, this Mosinee team, they've had a couple of players hit multiple home runs also in a game. Here comes a 2-1 from Herring. Fastball outside corner, strike two.
If she can live out there all day, it's going to be tough to hit her.
Yes, it is. 2-2 the count now to Amber Gonzalez. Herring working out of the windup. Here comes the 2-2 to Gonzalez. Fastball just missed outside. Count is now full.
Shot the same spot again.
Yeah. Looks like it just missed according to the home plate umpire. Full count now to Amber Gonzalez. And here comes the payoff from Herring. Swinging a line drive down the line. That is going to go foul.
Little inside-out swing there. Yep. Right, take it the other way.
Yeah, Gonzalez stays alive. 1-0 here. Mosinee leads on a leadoff home run by Taylen Jerschle. Again, you mentioned how good of an athlete she is. I've seen her play both basketball and volleyball. She is phenomenal.
She is, and she comes from a very athletic family.
Yes. Here comes a payoff pitch from Herring. Just missed. And Gonzalez draws the walk. So two base runners already for Mosinee here. And now here comes Alana Bembenek to the plate, the catcher.
I know we talked about not giving him free passes, but that was really a good pitch.
Yeah, it definitely was.
She didn't give in, nibbled on the outside of the plate, and that was a close pitch to take.
Yeah. Herring working out of the stretch. Here comes the first pitch, and that's a ball high, count 1-0. Try to get her to chase early on. Again, Alana Bembenek, another one of these players that has a lot of power on this Mosinee team. They've had Maggie Waller hit a couple of home runs in a game also against Northland Pines. Here comes 1-0 from Herring. Swinging a ground ball to third. Gets by Vacco down the left field line for a base hit. Rounding second, heading for third is Gonzalez. And that one's going to go all the way back to the fence. Rounding third and scoring is Gonzalez. And into third is Bembenek with an RBI triple. 2-0 Mosinee here early on.
couldn't exactly see what happened there, but there is a lot of room down the foul line.
Yes.
In left and right field, so that ball could have got lost over there. Bella had a long way to go for it.
Yep. And now here comes Maggie Woller at the plate. Woller at 2 home runs and 7 RBIs in their 30-run outburst against Northland Pines. Herring working out of the stretch. Runner on third. Tomahawk down 2-0. Ground ball down the third baseline. Bach was going to go home with it. Throw home is in time to get her. That's a good throw from Vaco, so that'll go as a fielder's choice. Woller reaches, and the score remains 2-0.
Great job by Macy Jankowicz, too. That was a low throw, and she kept it down there and put the tag on the foot.
So that's good. Woller now reaches first. Ben Manek is out at home, and it's now Addison Henrick to the plate, the freshman. 2-0, Mosinee leads here in the top of the first. Runner on first, one down. Herring working out of the windup again. Here comes the first pitch. Swinging, that one's hit down the line. Hooking, foul on the first base side. Count 0-1 to the freshman second baseman, Addison Henrick.
You know, when you announced the starting lineup, there was an odd thing that I heard from the starting lineup, and that was a lot of sophomores.
Yes.
Very much upperclassmen.
Yes, yes, definitely. That was great analysis. You got music to go along with it, Matt. Here comes the 0-1 from Kaylee Herring. And that is a fastball just missed. Count 1-1. Again, Herring is really trying to hit those corners there, and sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Yep. She's going to be tough. She's not going to give in. You can't give up the middle of the plate.
Yep. Woller leading off first. Henrick at the plate. Here's 1-1. High. Ball two. Jankowicz checks the runner. Woller at first. Count now 2-1. Here with one out in the top of the first inning. Herring working out of the windup once again. Woller looks like she's ready to go. That pitch low. Ball three. Again, Herring, again, the big thing with Herring, you just have to settle down because we know how good this Mosinee team is. They're definitely capable of putting up runs in bunches as they have been throughout the course of this season already. Here comes a 3-1 from Herring. That's a fastball for a called strike. Count is now full.
The other thing that's hard, too, is it's a little chilly out.
Yes, it is.
To warm up, most high school pitchers don't warm up long enough. So, you know, it takes an inning sometimes to get going.
Yeah, it's not necessarily bad. It's just the wind is playing a big factor here early. Here's the payoff from Herring. Swing, that one is hit into right field and coming over off the glove of Emerson Lang. Rounding second and going to third is Woller. Going to second is Addison Henrick. They're going to wave Woller around, and she is going to score with ease. Maggie Woller makes it 3-0 Mosinee here in this first inning, and Henrick goes to second.
Henrick and Woller were going to get that base no matter what because it looked like there was interference by Sammy Gaybauer at second.
Okay. Let's see. Are they going to count the run also?
Yep.
Looks like they
yep.
will. So Henrick will reach. We'll call that a double for now. Although it might go as an error here in the official scorecard. Who knows? Here comes Ava Bussey now, the pitcher. It's 3-0 Mosinee here in the top of the first. Pitch, swing, and a miss for strike one. And Ava Bussey, as you mentioned, is the pitcher for this Mosinee team. She also has a lot of power as well. She's also had a couple of home runs also this year. Herring working out of the windup again. Here comes the 0-1 to Bussey. That one's low and in the dirt. Ball one, just a little bit inside. Good block by Jankowicz.
And it looks like if you drive the ball to center, right center, you're going to get a little boost from the wind here, too.
Yeah. That may have what happened with Lang on that fly ball also out him right.
Yep, it was tailing and the wind caught it, too.
Yep. Here comes a 1-1. Now, Bussey shows bunt. That is a pitch high. Goes off the glove of Jankowicz. And going to third will be Henrick on the pass ball. So the count's now 2-1 again. Mosinee, they had a really good record, by the way, in the GNC last year. They went 19-5, and they lost to the regional final at home to New London as well.
Yeah, it's just a tradition over there. They really have had good softball for a long time.
So 2-1 the count now to the sophomore pitcher, Ava Bussey. It's 3-0 Mosinee here in the top of the first. One down. And here comes a pitch from Herring. That one swung on. Ground ball again down the line. That's going to go foul. And the count will be 2-2.
You know, in that last 10 years, too, you're talking about, I think they have a state championship in 2014, and they have a state runner-up in 2018, I believe.
Yeah, Mosinee has had a really good program. Tomahawks also had a good program. They got a couple of state runner-up appearances as well. Herring's pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Bussey goes down swinging, two down, and now here comes the left fielder Adeline Strayek to the plate. And Adeline Strayek, one of the three seniors in the starting lineup here today, Matt. And again, you mentioned four sophomores and a freshman in the starting lineup for Mosinee.
Very unusual for Mosinee. They usually are very upperclassmen heavy.
Yes. Herring working out the stretch, runner on third. Two down here, top of the first. Mosinee up 3-0. And the first pitch from Herring, and that's a fastball right on the outside corner. That'll go for a strike count. His 0-1. That could have been called on the corner or on the swing.
Yeah, and Herring's doing a good job again, whether it be right-handed or left-handed. She's nibbling on the outside part of the plate.
Here comes the 0-1 from Herring. That one just a little bit low that time. Count 1-1 at the corner, but it was just a drop low, 1-1. And this is the first time, really, we've been able to get a softball game up here in Tomahawk, and this early in the season in a long time. And that pitch is a fastball that just missed, count 2-1.
Yeah, very unusual. I remember in 2018, they didn't play their first game outside until May 2nd or 3rd.
And that year, they went all the way to the state championship game.
They did. Played all their games in May.
Yep. Herring's 2-1 is a fastball for another strike. Count 2-2. So 3-0 here. Herring with a chance to get out, allowing just 3 runs after what seemed like was an auspicious start. Here comes a 2-2 from Herring. That one in the dirt. That one gets by Jankwitz. Coming home is Henrik, and she will score. And it will be 4-0, Mosinee. Another pass ball from Herring to Jankwitz. So Mosinee has put up 4 runs here in the top of the first inning, and Strayek has a full count pitch here with 2 down in the top of the first.
And those were the plays that Coach Larson was talking about.
Yes.
You just can't allow those extra bases.
No, you can't.
Bases.
That's 2 free bases already. Payoff from Herring coming. Fastball just missed. Lost her. So the second walk issued by Herring in this inning. And now here comes Emily Verhassel, the sophomore. Again, sophomore third baseman. Again, now Strayek on first. 2 down here, top of the first, and Mosinee's put 4 up on Tomahawk here early on. And here's a first pitch from Herring. That's a fastball out inside corner for a called strike. And the one thing about Kaylee that you wonder also is that, will she try and work a breaking ball in?
Yeah, that last one looked like it a little bit, and the wind's going to help her today.
Yeah,
she does
it will.
That a little bit.
Yep. Here comes the 0-1. That one's looks like in the dirt and just a tad inside. Count 1-1. Mosinee off to a 4-0 start here in this first inning. And again, this is a team that's put up 15 on Rhinelander and 30 on Northland Pines already this year. Here comes 1-1. Swung on. That one's hit down the right field line. Emerson Lang trailing over, and it will drop foul. Count 1-2.
The right fielder and the center fielder really have to understand the wind because it's really blowing the ball towards the right field line and away from it.
Yeah, and Lang and Stromberg are thankfully seniors, and they're very, very familiar with this field as well. So with this field, and you can hear the wind whistling through our microphones as well, that's how tough it's going to be here for these fly balls out in right and center field. Here's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That's a foul tip into the glove, actually, for strike 3. So Herring retires the side, but Mosinee puts 4 on the scoreboard to begin the first inning. After one half inning, it is Mosinee 4 and Tomahawk coming up. This is Hatchet Softball on WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk as Mosinee has put 4 up on the scoreboard in the first inning, and they lead 4-0 going into the bottom of the first. And Matt, we're going to get our first look at probably the second-best pitcher in this conference already behind Kaylor Timmerman, Ava Bussey.
Yeah, and the difference between the two, obviously Timmerman throws hard. She throws in the mid to upper 60s. Bussey's a pitcher, a true pitcher. She's got 4 pitches, and we're going to probably see them all here.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned the 4 pitches that she has. It's very, very rare that you mention at the high school level here to have 4 pitches on a high school pitcher, especially as a sophomore. So leading off here for the Hatchets will be Sammy Gaybauer, the senior shortstop for the Hatchets. And the first pitch from Bussey is high, ball 1. And Sammy Gaybauer leading off here for the Hatchets. This is a Tomahawk team also that does have some power hitters of themselves. You got Macy Jankwitz and Avery Petta also in the 3-4 spots.
Yep, Macy's hit a couple home runs. Avery's hit one this year.
And that's a fastball right at the corner for a called strike. Count 1-1 now to Sammy Gaybauer. And Sammy has been a very good two-way shortstop for a number of years here for this Hatchet program.
Yep, she's been solid. Started as a freshman.
Here comes the 1-1 from Bussey. That one is a little bit high, count 2-1. And it looks like that the early indication for this strike zone from this home plate umpire will be to work low as opposed to high.
Yep, and I like that Sammy's being selective up there.
Gabe Bauer swings that pitch foul over our head and out of play, and the count's now 2-2 to Sammy Gabe Bauer. And again, Sammy, one of seven seniors in the starting lineup here for Tomahawk.
And like I said, I think the entire starting lineup is the same as it was last year.
Yeah, I think you're right also. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Gabe Bauer goes down swinging. And now here comes Sophie Olson, the sophomore second baseman here for the Hatchets. And again, Tomahawk does have a designated player, by the way, in their starting lineup today. That is their freshman, Avery Petta, who is not only a really good hitter, but also a very good pitcher as well.
She is, and a freshman.
Yep, here's Olson. Takes a look at the first pitch. That was high and outside, 1-0. Again, Sophie Olson, another pitcher also on this Tomahawk team, but she's more suited as in the defensive infield. Here comes the 1-0 from Bussey. Fastball swung on, foul and out of play. Count 1-1. And that's really the thing that you really have to do with a good pitcher here, especially Mosini. Make them work in the count. And Gabe Bauer did a good job in that first at-bat.
Yep, she saw five pitches. And if you can see five or six each at-bat, make her work a little bit.
Yeah, make sure you get those pitch count up into the teens and 20s here. 1-1 the count now to the sophomore second baseman, Sophie Olson. Here's 1-1. Big cut and a miss. Strike two. And again, they're getting their first taste of Ava Bussey from Mosini this year. And boy, she has lived up to already what everyone is hyping her as one of the better pitchers in this conference already. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Scott Olson to chase. Strike three.
There was a changeup.
Yep. So now with Gabe Bauer and Olson retired, here comes Scout Stromberg. And Stromberg is somebody that is going to be playing college hockey, believe it or not, next year.
Yeah, that is amazing. She's a very good athlete.
Yes.
Also, I think has started in center field since her freshman year for the Hatchets.
Exactly. First pitch to Stromberg. Fastball high, 1-0. And again, Stromberg in that playoff game last year against Wyoming Fremont, she went 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs as well, had a couple of doubles, scored the game-tying run in the top of the 7th. Here is the 1-0, high ball 2. Again, Stromberg, one of the better, again, a very good 2-way player as well throughout the course of her career here in Tomahawk. Here comes a 2-0. That's a fastball right down the middle for a called strike.
The Hatchets aren't being patient at the plate. They're looking at a few pitches, which I like.
Yes. 2-2 down here for the Hatchets. They trail Mosini 4-0 here, bottom of the first. Swing, and that's fouled off the backstop. Count now 2-2 to Scout Stromberg. And you can hear the wind whistling here. That's how windy it's been pretty much throughout the course of the whole day here in the Northwoods.
Always windy out here at the field.
Yeah. Big swing, and that's a little bit of a flare to short. Scooped up by Jersley. Throw to first is in time. So it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ava Bussey. Stromberg is retired after one inning. It's Mosini 4, Tomahawk nothing. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Hatchet softball right after this here on WJJQ.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student athletes, the managers, and the coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through the extracurricular activities they do. They do their best each and every day. Our Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union thanks all the listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk, and ready to begin the top of the second with Mosini leading Tomahawk 4-0. And Matt, obviously, big innings happen. What do you do here if you're Kaylee Herring after surrendering 4 in the first?
Well, hopefully you just settle in and keep doing what she's been doing. I like the fact that she's trying to find both sides of the plate.
Yes.
And just keep throwing strikes and let your defense do their job.
Yeah, it was a 29-pitch first inning for Kaylee Herring, so let's see if she can take that pitch count down a bit. The number 9 hitter, Brooklyn Simonise, to lead things off for Mosini here in the top of the second, followed by Jersley and Gonzalez. Simonise working in the left, the right-handed hitter. First pitch from Herring is a called strike. Count is 0-1. Again, you can see Herring try and paint those corners a lot. That's the best way, honestly, to essentially calm down a hot-hitting team like Mosini is. Here's the 0-1. That one low and in the dirt. That one nearly hits Simonise. Count 1-1.
First pitch looked like a little bit of a curveball, possibly.
Yeah, maybe. And you want to try and work in as many pitches as you can. See if you can try and throw Simon Ice for a loop. And the rest of this Mosin E team. 1-1 the count here to Simon Ice. Indians lead 4-0 over the Hatchets here, top of the second. Swing and a little bit of a ground ball. That's going to be scooped up. And tagging the first is the second baseman, Sophie Olsen. So that'll go as a 4 unassisted for out number one.
Great play by Sophie. The ball took her that way. And actually, Sarah Gebauer came off the bag and was in kind of no man's land. So it was the right play by Sophie, definitely.
Yes. Yep, and again, that's the win playing a factor here today.
Absolutely.
Here comes Taylen Jerschley with a leadoff home run on the second pitch of the game to begin the scoring for the Indians. Back at the first. The first pitch is low and inside, count 1-0.
Good spot. I'm going to work her inside the whole at-bat.
Yes.
Based on what she did last time.
Yes.
She likes to get her arms extended, so keep her inside.
And Jerschley with a solo shot to lead off the game here today. The 1-0 is, again, just a tad inside, count 2-0.
The other place I'm going to miss with her is probably I'm going to miss up.
Yeah, I would agree. I wanted to try and golf one out of here. The 2-0 swung on. That's hit deep into right field. Lang misjudged it, and that is going to go over her head and bounce off the fence. Rounding second, heading for third is Jerschley. Throw is into second, and Taylen Jerschley with a triple. 7 total bases in her first 2 at-bats. Wow.
And the ball explodes off the bat.
Yes. That one went right over Lang's head. That's the second time the wind has thrown her for a loop already in this game. Now here's Amber Gonzalez, who walked and scored back in the first inning on an RBI triple by Alana Bembenek. Herring working out of the windup once again. Jerschley leading off third. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missed, count 1-0. That one looked a tad high.
Yep, and Kaylee staying on the outside part of the plate with this left-handed hitter.
Yep, Amber Gonzalez, I believe the only lefty in this starting lineup here for Mosin E at the plate. Here comes a 1-0 from Herring. That one low and in, low and outside, count 2-0. Now, Taylen Jerschley has had the two hardest parts of the on the hitting category already here. A home run and a triple. She went 4-for-4 against Rhinelander in her last game also. That pitch just missed 3-0.
And if you didn't think she could do everything, she can run.
Yeah.
That was a stand-up triple that made it look easy.
She can run. 3-0 the count to Gonzalez. Herring's pitch. Low ball 4. 4-pitch walk for Gonzalez. That's the second time she's walked. And now runners at the corners and one down for Alana Bembenek. This does set up for a double play ball at least here.
It does. We'll see if the Gonzalez is off with the first pitch. My guess is she's going to steal.
Yeah. Bembenek tripled last time she was up, but she was thrown out at home by Vaco. And here's the pitch, and Gonzalez will take off. Here comes the throw. That's going to go right to Herring, so they will allow the stolen base for Gonzalez. So now runners on second and third with one down, and the count is 1-0 to the senior, Alana Bembenek, the catcher. Again, 1-for-1 with a triple back in the first. And here comes the 1-0 from Herring. Swing on, foul back, count 1-1.
Well, I will say this about Kaylee. She is staying on the outside part.
Yes, she is. She's trying, again, she's trying to work those corners, try and see if she can make Gonzalez work and make these other hitters work here for Mosin E. Here comes a 1-1 to Bembenek. Swung on, fouled back behind the Mosin E. Doug stop. Count 1-2. Again, 4-0 here. Mosin E leading top of the second. They scored all 4 of their runs in the first inning. They got a chance here to add more. Herring working out of the windup once again. Runners on second and third, one down. Here's pitch to Bembenek. Just a tad in tight, count 2-2. Not a bad pitch, but just the location was a tad off.
Tough pitch to take with 2 strikes, actually.
Yes, yes. And again, you can hear the wind whistling in the back here. Here comes a 2-2 from Herring. Swung on, that one's a line drive into the gap. That's going to get down for a hit. 2 runs are going to score with ease. Bembenek rounding first and heading right into second with a 2-run double, and it's 6-0. Mosin E here in the top of the second. Bembenek with her second hit of the game.
And that was a really good pitch, but it was a better piece of hitting. All she did was make contact. She reached out and just poked the ball to right center.
So it's 6-0 Indians here into the top of the second. Still only one down, and now Maggie Woller will come to the plate, who reached by way of a fielder's choice last time she was up. Herring working out of the windup. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on. That's a little bit of a flare to second. That's going to go over the head of Sophie Olsen and into center field for a base hit. Ben Manette goes to third. Maggie Woller goes to first. And now they're going to try and score. The ball gets away, and scoring will be Ben Manette. And going down to second will be Woller. So she goes to second on the error. Ben Manette scores, and it's now 7-0.
And again, that's the those are the plays that Coach Larson talked about in the pregame. You know, simply just throwing the ball back to the pitcher, getting back in the infield, and ball got past the pitcher, and the both runners were able to advance one base.
Boy, that'll go as an error, I believe, on Sophie Olson. So now here comes Addison Henrick, the second baseman. Pitched from Herring, swung, ground ball back up the middle for another base hit. Going to third will be Maggie Woller. And now again, runners at the corners with one down. Boy, Henrick, first pitch swinging as well. Mozeni has gone through, they went through eight hitters in the first. They have already gone through six in the second. And now here comes Ava Bussey, who struck out swinging last time she was up. Runners on first and third, one down. Herring working out of the windup. Here comes the pitch, swung on, and that's popped up in the infield. Settling under it, and making the catch will be the shortstop, Sammy Gabauer, for out number two.
That was kind of a gift, to be honest with you. I think I would have taken that pitch and let the girl steal from first.
Yeah, I would have too. Here comes Adeline Strayek down to the plate. She walked last time she was up. And again, the eighth batter will come to the plate for Mozeni. Herring working out of the windup, trying to just get out of this inning once again. Here comes a pitch. Taking off will be the second. No taking off, excuse me. So that pitch was high. Count is now 1-0.
Now with two outs, they may not have the steal on.
They might not. So now 1-0 the count here to Strayek. Here comes a pitch from Herring. Now they do have the steal on. And going to second will be Addison Henrick.
Yep.
So another stolen base for the Indians. They've already got two so far here in this inning.
At this point in the game, I would have liked to have seen Macy just throw that down and see what happens.
Yeah.
Mosey could have ran themselves right out of the inning.
Count 2-0. Now to Strayek. Here comes the pitch from Herring. And that one just missed again. 3-0. And it looks like low and in is the name of the game here for this strike zone. Strayek again, standing at the plate. Walked last time she was up. That pitch low, and she walked again. Count. That's the second four-pitch walk also issued by Herring in this inning. And now here comes Emily Verhassel. So Mozeni will be batting through their whole lineup here in the second. Oh, man. May as well rip up the score sheet if you get a hit here. 7-0, Mozeni leads here, top of the second. Bases loaded, two down. Herring's pitch just missed, 1-0. And now it seems like that she's lost a little bit of confidence here, throwing five straight balls.
Yep.
Three runs have already crossed the plate for Mozeni in the second, along with four in the first. Here's the pitch from Herring. Swung on, foul back behind the Mozeni dugout. Count 1-1.
She, you know, earlier in the game, she was nibbling on the corners, and now she's catching just a little bit more of the plate than she was early in the game, too.
Yeah.
And Mozeni hitters are making her pay for it.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Verhassel at the plate. She struck out swinging last time she was up. And Herring again out of the windup. Here's 1-1. And just missed. 2-1. Mozeni again with a chance here to try and put 8, 9, maybe even 10 on the scoreboard throughout before they hit the bottom of the second inning. Here comes a 2-1 from Herring. Low and in the dirt, ball three.
Nowhere to put her.
Nope, nowhere to put her. 3-1 to count now to Emily Verhassel. Herring out of the windup again. Bases loaded, two down. Mozeni up 7-0 in the top of the second. And that's a fastball inside corner, strike two. And now everybody's going to be running here for the Indians.
Yep. Now a gapper is going to score all three of them, probably.
Yeah. Here comes a payoff pitch from Herring. And that one hit her. That's very anticlimactic, I guess you could say. So Emily Verhassel gets hit by pitch. And Woller ends up scoring, so the score is now 8-0 here in the top of the second. And now, here comes Brooklyn Simonizer. Right now, you can throw out the score sheet because now they batted through their whole lineup. This is the 10th batter coming to the plate. And Simonizer, earlier this inning, was grounded out to Sophie Olson. Here's a pitch from Herring. Fastball for a called strike. Count is now 0-1.
And that was actually Kaylee's best pitch of the night. She looked like she had better velocity. She's just got to relax and throw.
Mosini up 8-0 here in Tomahawk here, top of the second. Here's the 0-1 from Herring. There's another fastball for a strike. Count 0-2.
Now you get the batter out with your pitch.
Yep. Herring working out of the stretch. Bases loaded here, 2 down. Mosini leading 8-0 here in the top of the second. Here's a pitch from Herring. Swing on, foul back. Staying alive with Simon Eyes.
And that was a great pitch.
Yes, it was. Again, now 0-2 the count here to Simon Eyes. Again, she grounded out to the second baseman unassisted earlier this inning to lead things off. Here's a pitch from Herring. That one's low and in the dirt. Just missed. Also, good stop by Jankiewicz to prevent the pass ball from scoring. Count 1-2. Herring again has surrendered 8 runs on 6 hits through 1 2/3. Here's a 1-2. Swung on, ground ball. That's going to get, by Gabe Bauer and into left field. And that's going to score another run. So an RBI single for Brooklyn, Simon Eyes. And it's now 9-0, Mosini. Henrik scores. And now here comes Jalen Tershley. And this is not who you want to see with the bases loaded and 2 down.
No, it isn't.
With Mosini up 9-0. Herring working out of the windup again. Here comes the first pitch. Just missed. 1-0.
And I know this may sound funny, but even down 9-0, I'm not going to give her anything good to hit.
No. I would agree with you.
I'm not giving her anything to hit.
Here's 1-0, and that one's low and inside. 2-0. It's already the 7th hit of the day for Mosini. Herring working out of the windup again. 2-0 the count to Jershley. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a called strike. Count 2-1. Jershley with a home run and a triple. 2 runs scored also in this game. She definitely has the power to essentially tilt this game on its head. Here's a 2-1 to Jershley. Just missed. 3-1.
Good pitch there. Looked like a changeup.
Yeah. And it was just a tad low. 3-1 the count now to Jershley. Probably one of the best athletes on this Mosini team. Here comes a 3-1 from Herring. Missed her. Bases loaded, walk. Run scores, Strayek does, and it's now 10-0 Indians here in the top of the second.
And again, you hate to see a run score, but that is not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not. And now everybody's going to come together. A timeout is called. John Larson will come out to talk to her senior pitcher. And really, at this point, here, Matt, the one thing that you want to do if you're a Tomahawk here is just to try and focus on getting out of this inning, because that's really, this is not the fact that Tomahawk is bad. It's just the fact that Mosini's been that good all season long.
Yeah, and if you're out there, you're telling the kids, ignore the scoreboard.
Yes.
Ignore the scoreboard. Each play, just go one play at a time, one pitch at a time, and see what happens.
And you know what? Herring's going to go ahead and come out, so we're going to have a pitching change. Sophie Olson's going to come to the plate. We'll take a quick break and reset everything here. Top of the second, Mosini up 10-0 on Tomahawk here on WJJQ.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Tomahawk. Call 715-453-2085 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk. And, Matt, we have a pitching change here, first one of the day, and we're going to get a look at sophomore pitcher Sophie Olson.
Yeah, I mean, Sophie is, as you said, a sophomore. She's thrown a few innings this year, so Sophie comes in with a little more velocity than Kaylee does. So we'll see what happens against this very good Mosini lineup.
Yeah. So Kaylee Herring goes 1 2/3, gives up 10 runs and 8 hits, walks 3, and strikes out 2. So that is how Herring's day goes against this very good Mosini team. And again, the Indians are on pace to again be the top scoring team in the Great Northern Conference this season. So now here comes Amber Gonzalez, the senior to the plate. She has walked and scored twice already today.
Tough spot for Sophie, but one pitch, you could get out of this inning.
Yep, bases loaded and two down. And here comes a pitch from Olsen. Swing, ground ball down the line. That is a foul ball. Barely missed it. Oh, man. That was probably fouled by about 6 inches.
Yep. And it was hit hard.
Yeah. 0-1 the count here to Amber Gonzalez. Sophie Olsen, again, the sophomore. She's pitched a few innings this year. It's her and Avery Petter have been the other players on the mound here for the Hatchets. Here's the 0-1 from Olsen. That's in the dirt. 1-1. And if Gonzalez were to reach, Beminek would be next. It's already been 12 hitters here for Mozeny in this second inning.
And this is a tough position for Sophie because it's been a while since she warmed up before the game.
Yep, swinging a ground ball, though. That's going to be scooped up by the first baseman, Sarah Gebauer, and that will retire the side. So Mozeny played six more. They bat through the entire lineup after 1 1/2. It is Mozeny 10, Tomahawk nothing. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Hatchet softball right after this on WJJQ.
Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years.
Wow.
Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you as the Hatchets come to the plate here in the bottom of the second, trailing 10-0. See if they can get a rally going here. And first pitch is swung on. That's a little flare. That is going to be caught on the run by Jerschley, and Avery Petta is retired for out number one. Wow.
I'm not sure there's another player in the conference that makes that play.
No. That's a tough play. So now with Avery Petter retired, one pitch, one out, here comes Macy Jankiewicz.
Macy had all three RBIs for the Hatchets Tuesday against Medford.
And the first pitch is high, ball one. And she's been one of the more prolific run scorers and also one of the more prolific hitters so far for this Tomahawk team. She's also got a couple of home runs this year. She's got some power to her bat. Here's 1-0, swung on, foul back, count 1-1. And the other thing about Mozeny that we failed to mention here, Matt, this is a team that put up 17 runs in one inning against Northland Pines a couple of the games ago.
Yeah, they are always, always good offensively.
Yes, yes they are. Here's a pitch from Bussey. Fastball inside corner for strike two, and Jankiewicz does not like that call at all. She had a surprised look on her face when she turned to the home plate umpire.
And I don't blame her. Looked inside to me.
Here comes a 1-2 from Bussey. That one missed. 2-2. Looked like it was high and outside. Again, it's very, very windy out here, so if you hear a sniffling, we apologize ahead of time. Here's a 2-2. Got her to chase. Strike three.
Yeah, she pulled a string with a changeup there, and it was a great time for it and a great location.
So now here comes Kiana Vacco to the plate, another senior on this squad. And Vacco's had her share of good games as well throughout her career. Again, noteworthy one, her... the season finale last year against Marathon, she went 3-for-3.
Yep. And earlier, I watched a couple games up at the Dome, and she was actually slapping from the left side a little bit.
So really?
I hope we'll see that this year or not.
Maybe.
Yep.
Well, here comes a pitch from Bussey. That one just missed. Count 1-0.
And she actually got a couple hits in the game slapping left-handed.
Well, there you go. Maybe trying to be a switch hitter, if you will. Throw everybody for a loop. Definitely have the ability to do that. You can do that at this level. You could be a very dangerous hitter. 1-0 just missed. 2-0. Bussey with three strikeouts through 1 2/3 innings here today. Again, it's been 5-5 down so far to begin the game. Working out of the stretch is Vacco, and she swings and hits a little flare to second, and that's going to be caught on the run by the second baseman, Addison Henrick, the freshman. Unbelievable. What a grab.
Great catch.
That was unbelievable. So the sign is retired. Another three up, three down inning for the Hatchets. And after two, it's Mozeny 10, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatchet softball right after this from Health and Motion on WJJQ.
Come on, come on, choose Health and Motion for you.
Hi, this is Dr.
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health in Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We're the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field, where the Hatchets currently trail Mosinee here 10-0 as we get ready to begin the top of the third. And it's going to be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Mosinee, and neither of them have been retired yet so far in this one.
You know, and if it's not enough that Mosinee has great pitching and great hitting, they're just flashing the leather, too.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, that was really a fantastic play by the second baseman going into short center field for that catch.
Yeah. Here comes Alana Beminek, the catcher, to lead things off here for Mosinee in the top of the third, leading 10-0. And that first pitch swung on, ground ball right to the shortstop, Gabauer. Throw to first is in time. 6-3 put out, the Gabauer connection in full swing there. One away, one pitch, one out.
Sophie looks very comfortable out there. She looks like she's throwing with ease. So.
Yes. Here comes Maggie Waller. She has reached twice today. First by way of a fielder's choice and then a single back in the second. And the first pitch from Olsen. Swing and another ground ball to short. Scooped up again by Sammy. Throw to Sarah. And that's out number two. Another Gabauer connection. Two pitches, two outs here for the Hatchets in the third. And here comes Addison Henrick.
Let's see if we can do it one more time.
Why not? Working out of the windup is Sophie Olsen. Addison Henrick with two hits today, a double and a single, plus two runs scored. Here's the pitch from Olsen. That one just missed. Count 1-0. Looks like it was a little bit high and outside.
Yep. And a day like this when it's cold and you're an infielder,
yeah,
you appreciate that. You want plays because you want to move. You get cold otherwise.
Yeah. Here comes the 1-0 swung on. Ground ball. It's going to be scooped up again by Sammy. Can she make it three in a row? No. That one is short hop. Goes by Sarah. And that probably would have been a single as well. That would have been a really close play. We'll count that as a hit.
It was a tough play.
Yep, it was.
I think Sammy was fooled by that a little bit. She needed to charge that ball. Wasn't hit as hard as she thought.
Ava Bussey now at the plate for the Indians. She is 0-2. The only Indian not to reach so far today. Here's a pitch. Swung on, and that's a little flare. Hit into the gap. That's going to fall. And the announcer, Jinx, strikes again. That one bounces off the fence. Emerson Lang picks it up, throws into second, and scoring will be Addison Henrick. RBI double for Ava Bussey, and it is 11-0, Mosinee.
Sophie, that was...
And it looks like we have a courtesy runner coming in.
Yep.
So a courtesy runner for the Indians will be coming in. It will be Angelica Meese coming in.
And in fast pitch softball, they allow a courtesy runner for the pitcher and the catcher.
Yep.
As far as for the catcher, it's to speed the game up so the catcher can get their equipment on.
And it looks like that there was something that was left on the outside of the batter's box, so that's been picked up. Perfect. Here comes Adeline Strake to the plate.
It was her wristband.
Oh.
All the pitches.
What are the odds of that falling off your wrist?
Should have kept that one.
All right. What can I get? What can I get from this? Adeline Strake at the plate. That pitch is high, 1-0. And be able to just like tuck it back in your pocket.
Right.
Make sure that you try and get as much as a bit of a scouting report as you can.
Well, if you're the catcher, you throw it towards your dugout.
Yeah, there you go. Swung on, ground ball. That one's grabbed by Sarah Gabauer, and she touches the bag to end the inning. Mosinee puts one across the scoreboard. After 2.5, it is Mosinee 11, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatchet Softball right after this on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. from Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online, generationsfuneral.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field as Tomahawk currently trails Mosinee 11-0 as we head into the bottom of the third inning. Again, just one run play to the cross for Mosinee. First pitch from Ava Bussey is swung on a miss by Bella Marino, the senior left fielder, for strike one.
Bussey does a really nice job not only mixing up the location of her pitches but the speed of her pitches.
Again, you mentioned four pitches is a lot for a high school pitcher. Bussey, big swing and a miss from Marino, strike two. Bella Marino, a first-team all-conference outfielder as well. Has been that a couple of times in her career. Here's the 0-2. Just missed. 1-2. Was a little bit low.
Tough to take with two strikes.
Yeah, that was a tough pitch. And Marino at the plate. Tomahawk trailing 11-0 here, bottom of the third. That one swung on a miss for strike three. So Marino goes down swinging. Fourth strikeout of the day for Ava Bussey. And now here comes the right fielder, Emerson Lang, who's had a bit of a rough day in right defensively. And Emerson, a very tall and lanky right fielder as well. Bussey working out of the windup. Here comes a pitch. That will go as a called strike. Fastball right down the middle for count for strike one. Lang working in the box. Here comes a pitch from Bussey. Big cut and a miss. Strike two. And you can feel the wind blowing through our microphones again. Yeah, the first pitch time was 49, but it really feels like it's in the high 30s here, or low 40s.
And always windy back here.
Yep. That one swung on, and that's foul. That's going to air. Oh, that one nearly twirled in along the first baseline fair, but instead Lang stays alive. My goodness, that one was close.
It did have some funny spin on it.
And I don't think
back to the line.
And I don't think Lang knew that it was going to go fair, or it could have gone fair. That pitch was high, count 1-2. The other thing to point out here, if you're Tomahawk, is how much of a game can you make this? Again, we mentioned we believe that the mercy rule is 15 through 3 and 10 after 5, so you want to try and chip into this lead a bit. That pitch just missed. That one goes over the head of the catcher, Bembenek, and the count's 2-2.
Yep. Now, if you're Coach Larson, Coach Foles, you're just telling the girls, let's win an inning.
Yeah.
Let's win one inning.
Absolutely. Tomahawk yet to have a base runner, by the way, so far in this one. Let's just get a base runner. Can we focus on that? Bussey. Pitch swung on, foul back. Count remains at 2-2.
Good at bat by Emerson.
Yeah. You'll take those good at bats any way you can get. We've seen a couple of them here. Again, Bussey's very, very tough to hit. She's pitched three Great Northern Conference games. Has allowed just one run. And that one swung on a miss. Got her to freeze with the changeup. Strike three.
Great motion on the changeup.
Yeah.
The arm motion is exactly the same as her fastball. So it's really hard to pick up that changeup.
First baseman Sarah Gaybauer, now coming to the plate. I know that I was going to screw that up eventually. Sarah Gaybauer had a nice ground out from one of the most knee batters that was straight to end the inning. And she looks at the first pitch for a ball, count 1-0. Eleven to nothing, Mosinee leading here. Bottom of the third, two down, and that pitch is a fastball for a called strike. Count 1-1 to Sarah Gaybauer. And this Mosinee team—they are a division ahead of Tomahawk. They're Division Two, Tomahawk's Division Three, and really dominating the conference for the vast majority of the last few years. That one's popped up.
Another
first base sign, wow. And another great catch made by another Mosinee infielder, that time from the sophomore first baseman Brooklyn Simonize, to end the inning. So Tomahawk goes down in order for the third straight time. After three, it's Mosinee 11, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with the fourth inning right after this here on JJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Field for Hatchet Softball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. Tomahawk trailing Mosinee 11-0 as we go into the top of the fourth. And Emily Verhassel, the sophomore third baseman, will come to the plate. She's reached base once by hit by pitch and has an RBI as well. She also struck out swinging back in the first. So Verhassel is 0-for-1 today. Here's a pitch from Sophie Olson. That one got away from her. Count 1-0. That was way over the head of Jankiewicz. And the wind is starting to pick up once again here. Right behind us. We're right at the backstop. Again, it's 51 degrees here. It definitely feels a lot colder than that.
Yeah, the wind is blowing probably, I think I saw in the forecast, 15-plus miles an hour.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Verhassel swings, fouls that one back. Count now 1-1. And sometimes the wind can play a really big factor here in these games. You never know which way that ball's going to travel. And again, this is what you get for doing an early April game here in the northern part of the state. Here comes 1-1. Swinging a ground ball. Scooped up by Sammy Gabauer. Throw over to Sarah. That one goes by her. And all the way back to the fence. Rounding first and going to second is for Hassel. She'll go to second on the throw. I think, again, that was another very close play. I don't know if she would have made it or not. We'll call that a single and then an error on, I think, Sammy.
I would say Sammy on the throw.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Verhassel reaches. She's at second. And now here comes the number 9 hitter, Brooklyn Simonize.
Throw just short hop Sarah at first.
Yep. Second error of the day for Tomahawk. They had one also back in the second. Here comes a pitch. Fastball missed. Count 1-0 to Brooklyn Simonize, who is 1-for-2. Both of her at-bats came in that second inning. She had a 4 unassisted, so she grounded out to second base unassisted. And that one is swung on right back to the second baseman. And the throw to first is in time. That was a good pick by Sarah Gabauer. And Avery Penna makes that play for out number one.
Great pick at first by Sarah.
Yep. That one goes as a sacrifice. And again, Avery Petta with the round out. And now here comes Taylen Jerschley again. And now the pitch is a curveball. Froze Jerschley for a strike. Count 0-1. Wow.
Now, if you are really gutsy, you throw the same pitch twice back to back.
Why not? Do it.
What else you got to lose against?
That pitch high. 1-1. That one was way high and outside. So the count now 1-1 here to Taylen Jerschley. She has reached base in all three of her at-bats. A home run, a triple, and a walk with 2 runs scored. 1-1, low and in the dirt, 2-1. Again, one down here, top of the fourth, Mosinee leading Tomahawk 11-0. Good to have you along here for Hatchet Softball on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field in Tomahawk. The 2-1 is low and in the dirt. Again, another good block by Jankiewicz. 3-1.
No harm in walking her at
no.
this point either, really.
No.
You got 2 bases open.
Yes. And you've got 1 out as well. And the wind's starting to pick up once again. Here's a 3-1. Just missed. Ball 4. So Jerschley with her second walk of the game. She has now reached base in all 4 at bats. And now here comes Amber Gonzalez, who is 0-for-1. She has walked and scored twice and grounded out to the first baseman to end that giant second inning that Mosinee had. And I'm guessing that Jerschley's going to go on this first pitch here. Here's a pitch from Olson. Jerschley does take off, swinging a line drive to right, and Marino can't make the play. That bounces off of her, and scoring will be Emily Verhassel. That was a tough pick from Marino. I think that'll go as a hit for Gonzalez, and it's now 12-0.
Absolutely. That handcuffed her right around her heels, and she was moving to her left, and the ball tailed back to her right. Tough play.
So now Mosinee has scored in every inning so far. It is now 12-0 Indians. Runners on first and second with 2 down for Alana Bembenek. And that pitch is a called strike. Count 0-1. 1 down, excuse me. And you got Jerschley on second, Gonzalez at first, and 1 down with Bembenek, who has 2 hits also today. And that's a swing ground ball scooped up by Vago. Touches third. Going to throw across the diamond to first. That one goes by Sarah Gay Bauer. Rounding second. Going to third is Gonzalez. Gonzalez is going to score with ease. And it's now going to be 13-0 Mosinee. So Churchley is out at third. Gonzalez scores all the way from first. And going to second will be Alana Bemenek. That's going to go as an error. 13-0.
And Kiana, great play. She made the pick. She went to step on third, and she actually stepped with the wrong foot and then spun all the way around.
It's really, really hard to do.
Yep.
So now John Larson and the whole infield will come to the mound. And we might have another pitching change here. And it looks like Larson is going to talk to Vaco about that play just to make sure, hey, just make sure you step on with the right foot. Because if she steps on the right foot, she makes the play at first.
Yeah.
So the question is Larson going to keep? Looks like he's going to keep Olsen out there.
And at this point, I think that's the right move. Sophie is throwing just fine.
So you got two down here. Top of the fourth. It's 13-0. Mosinee over Tomahawk, and now here comes Maggie Wohler, who is 1-for-3. She has reached by way of a fielder's choice, singled, and has scored twice here today. And next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Tuesday. Matt and I are going to take a trip down to Antigo on Tuesday for Tomahawk softball against Antigo. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show 4:35, opening pitch at 5. First pitch from Olsen swung on. That's a line drive in the center. That's going to bounce right in front of Stromberg and go over her head. Goes off her glove as well. Throw goes into second. So it's going to go as a double for Maggie Wohler. Bemenek scores, and it's 14-0 Mosinee.
Looked like that ball just jumped at Scout.
Yeah.
Off the first hop.
Yep, and now coming back to the plate, Addison Henrick. Henrick now one of three Mosinee batters so far to hit in every inning so far today. Here's the pitch. That one high and over the head of Jankiewicz, and going down to third on the pass ball is Maggie Wohler. And again, it's now 14-0 with two down here in the top of the fourth. Addison Henrick has three hits today, three runs scored, two singles, and a double.
That's a good day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here comes a pitch from Olsen. There's a fastball for a called strike. Count is now 1-1.
Good spot there from Sophie.
And 14-0, Tomahawk trailing. And again, now you've gotten the taste. You get Medford and Mosinee back-to-back to begin the day. That is a really big gauntlet. And that one swung on, hit into right field, carrying, and that one's going to go over the head of Lang and off the fence. Wohler's going to score with ease. Going down to third is going to be Addison Henrick for the triple.
And that wind is just hard out there.
Yes, it is. It's very windy. RBI triple for Addison Henrick. She's now a home run away from the cycle. It's 15-0.
When you get a right-handed hitter, naturally their ball tails anyway, and then you add that wind to it, and that ball's moving 15, 20 feet from left to right.
Yeah. Now here comes Ava Bussey, who is 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. That one swung on down the line. That's going to go foul. Count 0-1. That one was fouled by about a foot. And we've now hit the top of the fourth. And it's 15-0, Mosinee. Here comes a pitch. Big cut and a miss, strike two. Ava Bussey has struck out once today. She's also flown out to the shortstop, Sammy Gaybauer. And again, an RBI double back in the third. 0-2 the count out of Bussey. Here comes the 0-2 from Olsen. Just miss. Count 1-2.
Good pitch there.
Yeah.
Good change up. Just a little high.
Yep, and now that wind is starting to pick up. That gust of wind, you can feel it through our headsets and right into this microphone. Here comes a 1-2. Cut and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Bussey swinging, and we are now through 3 1/2. Another four runs put up by Mosinee after 3 1/2. It's Mosinee 15, Tomahawk nothing. We'll be back with more Hatchet Softball right after this on WJJQ.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Softball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field. And back to the top of the order goes Tomahawk with Sammy Gabauer to the plate. She struck out swinging last time she was up. Ava Bussey back out on the mound for the Indians. Bottom of the fourth here, Tomahawk needs to try and chip into this lead a little bit. That first pitch, big cut and a miss from Sammy, strike one. And you know, maybe we were talking about this off the air here, Matt. Maybe it's the fact that Mosini has just been that good this year and not the fact that Rhinelander Northern Pines have been struggling.
No, and when Mosini goes and plays in Florida against some really good competition from other schools from other states,
yeah,
you know, that sets you up for success early in the year.
It definitely does. 1-1 the count now to Sammy Gabauer here. No down, nobody down, bottom of the fourth. Swung on, fouled back, count 1-2. The other interesting part also, if you're a Tomahawk, is you at least only get to play them one more time because you've got a lot of winnable games coming up in that conference later on, starting with Antigo on Tuesday.
Yep.
Here's a pitch from Bussey. Swung on, that one's popped up, foul, and over our heads, out of play. It's probably going to land in that playground that's right behind us. Count now 1-2. Working out of the lineup again is going to be Ava Bussey. Here comes a 1-2. Swung on again, fouled back. Sammy trying to work Bussey deep into the count. She's had a couple of good at-bats against her.
Yep, she's battling, fouled off a lot of pitches.
Here comes the 1-2 again to Gabauer. High ball 2.
Good take.
Very good take indeed. Count is 2-2. And Tomahawk still looking for their first base runner of the game. Here comes a pitch. Big cut and a miss, strike 3. Gabauer goes down swinging. That is strikeout number 6 for Ava Bussey today.
Great location, down and away. That could have been the drop ball.
And now here comes Sophie Olson, who started at second base and then moved to shortstop. Moved to pitcher. Been so much movement here today. Olson also struck out swinging last time she was up. And she... check swing did not go, count 1-0. Want to know the count now to the pitcher, Sophie Olson. That one's high ball 2. Count 2-0.
The other thing, if you're Coach Larson, Coach Vols, you're looking for quality at-bats right now. This
yes.
is the best pitcher you faced all year up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get ready for some of these pitchers later in the season.
And here comes a pitch, and that one low and in the dirt. Ball 3. We're one ball away from our first base runner of the day for Tomahawk. And they went in order in the first 3 innings. Here comes a 3-0 to Olson. And she draws the 4-pitch walk. First base runner of the day for Tomahawk goes on a 4-pitch walk to Sophie Olson. And now here comes Scout Stromberg. One down here. Bottom of the fourth. Tomahawk trailing Mosini 15-0. This is the third game in a row, by the way, that Mosini's put 15 runs or more on the scoreboard. Here's a pitch. Fastball for a called strike. Count 0-1 to Scout Stromberg, the senior center fielder. She grounded out to the shortstop, Jershley, last time she was up.
And I wanted to see what Bussey would do with a runner on because she hasn't had one through the
No, she hasn't. That one low and in the dirt. And now trying to score. Now trying to get to second as Olson throws. Not in time. So Olson goes to second. She reaches scoring position. That will probably go as an error on the catcher, Bembenek. And it is now runner on second and one down with Scout Stromberg and a 1-1 count.
Heads up base running by Sophie there.
Yes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, that's hit deep into right field. Going back is Wohler, and she makes the catch for out number 2. That's the fourth time a hatchet has flown out here today. And now here comes the cleanup hitter, and now the second baseman, Avery Penna. Oh, Penna's going to bat left-handed. Penna is a lefty. She flew out to the shortstop, Jershley. Back in the second, that pitch, did she go? She did not. According to the one of the umpire counts, 1-0.
And I think that umpire would have had to ask for help because it looked like he ducked too.
Yeah. Olson on second, 2 down here. Tomahawk with a chance to get on the scoreboard for the first time today. Trailing Mosini 15-0. Here comes a pitch. Big cut and a miss. Strike one.
Pulled the string there with a changeup.
Yeah. And that's one of the tough parts. If Ava Bussey continues to play like this, Mosley is going to be very difficult to beat, not only this season, but over the next couple of years. That one pitch swung on and missed. Throw back down to second. Not in time. Barely missed. Olsen was nearly caught napping, leading off a second. Instead, it's a 1-2 count with two down.
A strong throw from the catcher.
Yeah, strong throw from Bemenek. Out of the windup again is Bussey. And the 1-2 swung on, foul back by Avery Petta. She remains alive. Again, Petta, the freshman, she is the biggest bright spot for Tomahawk's future. She's a very good pitcher. She's also a really good hitter.
Yep, she is. And she can hit for average and she can hit for power.
Yep. Here comes 1-2 to Petta. Just missed. Missed by about a hair, according to the home plate umpire. That was a fastball right on the corner. Count is now 2-2.
Not be shocked if she threw a change up here.
Maybe. And the wind's starting to pick up. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that one's fouled back over to our right, and that will land very softly on the grass rather than hit one of the very loud bleachers that is vacant over there to the right of us. And again, we're outside, so you can clearly hear the wind whistling through us here. And this has been a very, very windy and, I guess you could say, chilly day, if you will.
Typical softball weather.
Typical,
early in the year.
Typical softball weather early in the year. Yes. Count is 2-2 now to Avery Petta, the freshman. Sophie Olsen on second, two down. Pitch. Swung on. That's a foul ball. Boy, Petta remaining alive once again, making Bussey work. That's exactly what you want.
Yep, and she did throw the changeup there, and Avery did a great job. To hit the changeup, you have to keep your hands back.
Yes.
And she did, and she fouled it off. She fouled off a good pitch.
Bussey out of the windup. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, foul back. That one goes off the backstop again. Petta again making Bussey work here in this fourth. That's exactly what you want. Petta, by the way, that out that she had back in the second, that was a one-pitch, one-out ordeal.
And that was a great play by Jersley.
Yes, it was. That probably would have been a base hit elsewhere. That pitch low and in the dirt outside. 3-2. Throw back to second is out. Wow. Olsen gets picked off. Boy, that's a disappointing way to end the inning when you're trying to get on the scoreboard. And that might have just ended the game.
It did.
And it did. That's how the game ends. Sophie Olsen is picked off at second, and Tomahawk falls to 3-3 on the season. They lose to Mosinee here today, 15-0. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show right after this here on WJJQ.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The employees and management at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill are proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making our area a great place to live. They are active in the life of our community, in our schools, churches, government, and organizations large and small. Good luck, Hatchets. We're proud of you from everyone at the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
There we go. Welcome back. Welcome everyone to the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field. And this game, boy, it was over in an hour and 8 minutes. Mosinee knocking off Tomahawk in four innings today, 15-0. Matt, what was your takeaway from today's game?
Mosinee is really good. That's a solid softball team.
They've
got pitching, hitting, defense, you name it, they've got it.
Yeah, and again, Mosini, the one thing that we pointed out is that we talked about this briefly off the air. We were unsure if Mosini was that good or if the teams that they played were that bad. Mosini's that good.
Mosini is really that good. When you've got all the aspects of the game, like I said, you know, normally a pitcher, you can get by with one really good pitcher.
Yes.
And you can win a lot of softball games. They've got nine really good players.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They, including Ava Bussey, who gave up zero hits, just one base runner. It was the walk to Sophie Olson, who was picked off to end the game. Very quickly, Mosini, 15 runs on 14 hits, too. So it wasn't like that Tomahawk did issue four walks to Mosini hitters, but Mosini was hitting the ball every single chance that they got when they stepped to the plate. Two errors by Tomahawk. Mosini left six on base. Tomahawk zeros across the board, zero runs, zero hits, zero errors, and zero left on base. And again, talking with John Larson, the first time he ever got no hit in his coaching career was last year when they got no hit by Medford. They got no hit again today. So this is the second time that this has happened in Coach Larson's 32-year career at the helm for Tomahawk softball.
Yeah, and two really good pitchers, though. Last year, if you're talking Medford, you're talking Martha Miller.
Yes.
Who is playing college softball now. And Ava Bussey's a really good four-pitch pitcher.
Yes.
And only a sophomore.
Yeah, and they're going to be getting another good pitcher also when they go up against Kaylor Timmerman in Lakeland later on in the season.
Yep. She's already signed a scholarship with Arkansas.
Yeah. An SEC school, too, who's been the creme de la creme of college softball for a long time.
Yep.
And the other thing to point out also with Tomahawk is that you're not going to be playing against these type of caliber teams all season long.
No, absolutely not. Mosini is probably going to win this conference. They're the top of the conference year in and year out. So the rest of the games that you play, you're going to be in these games. And the next time you play Mosini, who knows?
Yep.
It's going to be a different game, I think.
Yeah, Mosini's player of the game, by the way, today. I'm going to go with Addison Henrich. She goes 4-for-4 with two singles, a double, and a triple. She also had six RBIs on the day today. So a very productive day for the freshman second baseman, Addison Henrich. And also Taylan Jerschley, she goes 2-for-2, two walks, a triple, and a home run. Two runs scored as well with an RBI.
And both those players made excellent defensive plays going into the outfield for fly balls, too.
Yes.
So they showed it offensively and defensively.
Well, Mosini is this good, this young, their future is incredibly bright. We might see a state appearance from them within the next couple of years.
Would not be surprised. And again, it's because of one thing, in my opinion. It's when you have the pitching.
Yes. Yes, when you have the pitching. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio Postgame Show right after this.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and Athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio Postgame Show on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from Hatchet Field as Tomahawk falls to Mosini today 15-0. Matt, what's your final takeaway here from today?
Well, if you're Tomahawk, you just got to move on. Forget about that game.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do. It's early in the year. You're going to have games like that. The thing you do now is you say, come back and practice hard and get ready for Anago.
Yeah, that's really the important thing here. Again, Tomahawk falls to 3-3. They're 0-2 in Great Northern Conference play. They'll go for their first GNC win and look to break their three-game losing streak when we take a trip down to Anago. Tomahawk will take on Anago on Tuesday. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show will begin at 4:35, opening pitch at 5 o'clock over here on Sports Talk 810 AM 100.7 FM WJJQ. Otherwise, our next broadcast of Hatchet Baseball will be next Thursday. Keith Hansey's going to take a trip with me down to Medford. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 4:35. First pitch at 5 o'clock. Once again, final score here from Hatchet Field. In four innings, Mosinee 15, Tomahawk nothing. Like to thank very much Ryan Flynn, the athletic director, for getting us all set up here. Thank you very much to head coach John Larson for joining me on the pregame show. Matt, thank you very much. Looking to call a lot more softball here with you throughout the course of the season.
Looking forward to it, Alex.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you, most importantly, for tuning in. That does it for Hatchet Field. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from Hatchet Field and Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.